When the subject of poaching comes up, it's often about the illicit trade of rhino horns or elephant tusks. Our next story is a reminder that poaching is by no means limited to the animal kingdom. Over the past few months, game wardens with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife have started cracking down on a plant smuggling scheme with roots reaching across the Pacific. NPR's Alexi Horowitz-Ghazi did some digging.
Game warden Patrick Freeling got the first tip-off that something was wrong in Mendocino County back in mid-December.
I received a call from a disgruntled postal patron.
An anonymous tipster told him about a man in line in front of her at the post office who was shipping dozens of large cardboard boxes to East Asia.
She asked the man what was in the package, and he replied, "Shh, something very valuable." She said, "Where did you get the valuable items?" The man pointed at the coast.
The tipster suspected it was a kind of edible sea snail, a common target for poachers in the area. When Freeling asked the postal inspector to x-ray the boxes, what they found inside wasn't sea snail. But it was still fishy. The boxes were filled with a plant called Dudleya farinosa, a blue-green succulent native to California's craggy coastline, known to laymen as bluff lettuce.
We didn't really think we had any violation at the time. But at that time, I said, this is weird. This might turn into something.
So when Freeling got another tip the next month about a suspicious man poking around a local cliffside, he rushed to the scene.
And I got the gentleman as he was coming up the hillside with a backpack.
Sure enough, when he asked to look inside the bag, Freeling found around 50 wild succulents.
And I said to the man, I said, what are you doing with these? And he said, they're from my garden. And I said, that's nonsense. I said, I watched you on a film in the Mendocino post office mailing this to China. And he said, yes, you're right, that was me.
Freeling issued a citation, and the man was eventually sentenced to a $5,000 fine, 3 years probation, and 240 hours of community service for unlawfully taking plant material. At first, he thought the case might have been a one-off. But in March, he came across two men from Korea with a rental van packed with over 800 plants. That bust got some local press, and Freeling began to suspect he'd stumbled onto something big.
Within a 48-hour period, I'd been contacted by botanists, horticulturists, plant enthusiasts. I got a call from the Department of Defense, all concerned about the Dudleya poaching.
As Freeling soon discovered, hipster millennials weren't the only people to have recently contracted succulent fever. Kang Suk-jung has owned a plant nursery in South Korea for almost 20 years.
Around 2005, South Korea started to import a lot of succulent species from all over the world.
Kang says that non-native succulents are popular among Korean housewives, desperate, if you will, for the same things that have made them a hit in the U.S. They're collectible, neglectable, and instantly grammable. But Kang says the market really took off when Chinese buyers got into the game.
Before Chinese people started to grow succulents, online markets would sell about 1,000 to 2,000 plants of a popular species. But after the Chinese customers started buying, even tens of thousands of plants would not meet the demand.
Kang says nurseries couldn't keep up because the most coveted varieties can take decades to mature.
That's why naturally grown succulents can be sold at a high price. Those plants had survived in their natural habitats for decades through rain and wind. That's what makes them beautiful. You can't grow succulents like them with artificial measures.
So some plant purveyors started poaching fully grown wild succulents from places like California. And according to game warden Pat Freeling, making as much as $40 or $50 per plant on the black market.
It was just wrong. There was people taking plants that belonged to the people of the state of California.
Freeling says in the past 6 months, his agency has seized thousands of plants, worth more than $700,000 in total. He says most of those have since been replanted, and he's hopeful that with the public's help, he'll be able to defend the succulents and their coastal ecosystem.
We're here because Bambi can't dial 911.
And until succulents can learn to do that, Freeling says his tip line just might be their best bet. Alexi Horowitz-Ghazi, NPR News.